Abe, can you get this half of the room and then bring me back what's left? Can you get that half of the room and then bring me what's left? If you don't have a pen, steal one. No, Cassie has a few pens. If you don't have a pen, it's critical that you have a pen so that you can write down for today's Super Saturday. And I don't want you to go ahead. We're going to take this one question at a time. Do not fill out in advance. And I don't want you to go through and take the test and then just sit there and go, well, I'm done. We will all do question one together. We will all do question two together and so on and so forth. You had a question. Okay. So, me and Mr. Sheber spent hours going through this yesterday. Yes. You can't see? Okay. Maybe someone, Alan, can you read to, as we go through each question? Just I'll read the question, but maybe, well, I'll read the question. So the question will be read to you. Are you able to write? Yeah. So, but even if he writes down the answer to it, I mean, when she gets home, I was like, you're going to have to take good mental notes. And just remember, in other words, some of the things that I'm going to go through today, you're going to go like, I've got that down. I've got that mastered. I don't need to worry about that. Some of the things you're going to be like, oh, crap, that's me. I need a change. And so you're just going to get to remember the things that you get to change. And then when you get home, start working on those. All righty? So, years and years ago, did you have a question?
No, I was going to say,
oh, okay, yeah. And it is being audio recorded. So if you want to re-listen to it later, you'll be able to. It'll be available on our state calendar website. Okay? Years ago, we put this together, and I'm trying to think. If we did, I've done this training at Super Saturdays. I do it other places, but it's even been a few years since I did this specific one. And there was so much that had changed. We spent hours last night going through every single question. We eliminated some that just totally were not relevant. Like one of the questions was, do you have Televox? And I was like, oh, yeah, we need to, like...
That's when I remembered I needed to actually cancel my subscription to Televox.
You know, so it was just funny going through the questions and going, oh, my gosh, this needs to be revised. So this is current to today. Now, here's the purpose. First of all, do we have your permission to coach you today? Okay, it's important for you to recognize that and don't get defensive. Because sometimes it's natural for us to like get defensive and put up that shield and just say, you know, don't be pointing me out. Don't be, you know, criticizing me. Look, this is a self-help thing for all of us to evaluate our own business. If you're not where you are, where you want to be today, one or two or three, maybe more of these questions might reveal what it is that's holding you back. So, you'll write down the answer. You're not going to pass this one to the left and we're all going to inspect them later, okay? This is for you to go home and go, wow, I thought I was a good Legal Shield associate. Here's what this showed me. I'm missing the mark dramatically. And then you may want to, like as you fill in the answers, you may want to like just circle the ones that are like, uh-oh, critical, like I'm on life support. So there's a lot of questions, but some of them might be like I have to fix this today. Circle the number out here. That's what, when I took it the first time, I was like, man, yeah, there's some of these that, okay, make a conscious note, and then some of them were like, holy crap, do a 180. I'm headed in the wrong direction. So we're going to go through them one at a time, and if you have questions about that, raise your hand, ask them. We want to answer them here and now so that when you leave here today, there is no questions or ambiguity about why am I not exploding in this business. Some of them will be activity problems. Some of them will be philosophical problems. Some of them will be, I just didn't even know that existed problems. Okay? But if you understand everything on here and your business isn't exploding, it's because you're just choosing to ignore the information. Don't get mad at me if I say some people on my team don't do this and I invite them to do it. Don't get mad and go, oh, he's that jerk. Okay?
Right, that's why he has me up here, so you can be mad at me.
If you want to be, when you're done, come up and just take all your anger out and punch him.
Yeah.
That's why he's up here.
That's it.
So, are we okay with that? Okay. Can we all still be friends? If I see 20 people unfriend me on Facebook later on today, I will get the message that you took it a little bit too personal. All right. Did you want to say anything about what
Well, real quick, the only thing I want to say is we all know a confused mind does nothing. Right? And what we want to do is eliminate the confusion. So,
awesome. So, question number one. Why are you in Legal Shield? And remember, it's never the money. When we pass your test, one to the right, we don't know. I don't want you to write down, I want more money. Money is only the vehicle to what you really want.
And by the way, this particular question, you might jot something down right now, but you really need to think about it. I mean, we don't have enough time right now for you to really go into depth and flesh it out, but jot down a quick thought or two, but go home. This is not just the training here. This is homework as well. Like, not just this question, the whole 2 pages. It's a tool for you to use to be able to constantly move your business forward. But the reason that's number one is because that is the most important question on the entire two sheets, right? Is why are you in Legal Shield? Because if you're not crystal clear on your why, you're not going to move the ball forward.
And at the beginning, if you had asked me right when I joined, I would have said, yeah, I need more money. That would have been my answer. As I internalized it a little bit more, a few months into this, I realized it's not that I need the money. What I really need to do is take a lot of stress off my wife. Like, I am gone in the morning. I'm gone at night working a night job. She's raising the kids by herself. She never sees me. We're not developing our relationship. Why? It's because we didn't have the money. I had to do all this other stuff to make the money. So my answer changed. I need to take stress off my wife so I can be around a lot more. Later on in my business, when I had a lot more time freedom because the business was working, it was like, why are you in Legal Shield? It became, I want to help people. I want to make a difference in people's life. I want to be substantial. Again, a little bit later, that starts to change. Now I want to create leaders who can help people. Your answers will evolve as you kind of check that off the list. Next horizon, check that off the list. But today, you might be in just pure crisis mode, okay? And your answer is one simple thing. Boom. Start there.
Yeah, my wife raises our kids too.
All right. How long do you plan to be in Legal Shield?
And hopefully that's for life, right? I'm Legal Shield for life. But
oh, don't give them the answer.
but here's the answer to that question is found actually in the next question in A, right, 2A, where it says, what's the determining factor of how long you're going to be in Legal Shield? Because some of you might be, listen, I see the vision, I see the cause. Like, I'm a crusader. I'm in this, right? But others might be like, well, if I don't make $1,000, I don't really can't spend the time to do this. So what's the determining factor of how long you're going to be in? You know, for some of you, it's I need to make $1,000 so I can get, you know, where it says in B, do you have my significant other's support? Right? Because if you don't have your I know people who would have been Legal Shield for life, but they get beat up at home. Right? You remember Jason Smith? Right? you know, people get beat up at home. It's like it's not worth their marriage, which is why we got to be able to answer B, and what would that take, right? You know, do I have my significant other support? If I don't, what would that take? So if that's the determining factor, I got to win my wife's support, I got to win my husband's support, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, right? But you need to be clear about it so that you can attack it, not just ambiguous about it, like, well, one of these days when I make more money, I'll get her support, and then, but you keep doing what you're doing. You got to know, and you got to attack that problem or reason or challenge so that you can move the ball forward.
You might not have his or her support because you've been dipping your toe in the pool, not really getting in the pool. It's like, I'm in Legal Shield. I go to a lot of these events, but I'm really not doing Legal Shield. And they're frustrated. You're taking time away from us every single week going to those events, but you never show up with any money. You've created the anxiety, the anger, because you tell them you're in this thing to make money, but you're not doing the activity you really need to do to make the money. If you make the money because you're doing the activity, guess what else is a byproduct of that? You go on the trips. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, honey, I got 2 tickets to Disney World in January. How about you and me go? Hey, honey, I got 2 tickets to Cabo San Lucas. Who's going with me? Now, all of a sudden, they're not mad at you. They're kicking your butt out the door every night saying, go sell some memberships so I can go on that trip. But you've got to start the first part. You've got to prime that pump and get going. You got till the 15th. Get 3 people. Get back on that leaderboard. All of a sudden, when you can pull up the leaderboard in your back office, say, look at this, honey. All these people go on this trip. We're only 10 spots out. Maybe if you help me find 1 or 2 more people this week, I can jump into the top of the people that are going on the... Now all of a sudden she's like, oh my gosh, we're only 1 person away from going on that trip? Hold on, I've got a girlfriend we need to call. Boom. You got their buy-in.
Sometimes it's just a matter of getting them involved. Amber was not a fan. I was already working 70 hours a week. She was not interested in me being gone more, but I was doing it anyway. Here's what happened. I started bringing her out, not to the event, and we're going to talk more about this in a minute, but to the event after the event. I would go home, pick her up, bring her out. She started getting around some people. A couple of weeks later, Dave was up in Boise doing a Super Saturday, Friday night meet and greet. I take her out. We're hanging out with everyone. She gets to talk to Dave. On the way home, she says to me, you know, you're supposed to do this business. I said, honey, I'm so glad to hear you say that. Because I'm leaving tomorrow with Dave Hall for 2 weeks.
And will you sign this prenuptial agreement?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Now, this is going to sound real silly. Do you have a Legal Shield membership? Now, why on earth would we...
Now, in all honesty, Dave said this, and I'm like, we don't need to ask that. And he goes, yes, we do. And he told me why.
You guys, we got legacy online. I can pull up my legacy and look down every single person in my business. And there's a Legal Shield number and an identity theft number. And it tells me what plans you have. And the sad thing is I can expand that tree and see chains of organizations that were selling a $9.95 identity theft product to try to help people get a level up bonus and weren't even telling them about the legal plan. And now all those people have D's by their name. D, D, that means dropped out of the company. D, 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 D. And it's like, why did you bring in dozens of people selling them identity theft plans and not legal plans? Because somebody was chasing bonus money and not building the business the right way. Some of you may have had your membership lapse. In other words, the credit card expired 6 months ago, and you're like, yeah, but I haven't needed my legal plan for 6 months, so I'll wait until I need my legal plan, and then I'll reactivate it or something like that. The sad thing is, what your energy in your body is saying is, I really don't even believe in the product that I'm selling. What's the chance of you attracting people into your business when you don't believe in it? Your conscience is not going to let you have success. Mr. Sheber was at my house last night, late at night. I have a guy that rented my camper to go to family reunion and stuff for a week. He brings it back. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm out there talking to him as I'm inspecting the camper that he brought back. And he's telling me about all the businesses he owns. He named three different businesses that he owned. And I'm like, dude, do you have a legal plan? He's like, legal plan? What's that? He said, I've got an attorney. Because he just told me about a rental property in St. George that he had a contractor come in and build the wall, but build the wall wrong, didn't put rebar in, didn't do a bunch of things. And he goes, not only did I have to pay another contractor to come in and tear that wall out, but the first contractor put a lien on my house for the crappy work that he did in the first place. I had to hire an attorney to pay him $3,000 to get the lien taken off for the crappy work that I had to pay another contractor. And I'm like, holy crap, do you have a legal plan? She's like, no, I just paid them $33,000 to write one letter. I'm like, dude, check.
That's a phenomenal legal plan.
That's his legal plan. I'm like, dude, check this out. I pulled up my app, opened it up. See that button right there? Call my law firm. That's how I solved that problem. My attorney will send that letter and not send me a bill. He's like, are you freaking kidding me? And he's like, so they'll write letters? And I'm like, and this, and this, and this. He goes, will they review documents? I'm like, come in here right now. I walk in my office. Damien Shears made himself a home at my home office. Got his feet up on my desk, kicked back in my lazy boy chair. I'm like, Sheber, out of my desk. Kicked him out. And I pulled up my email account. And I said, look at the last email I sent at 6:53 p.m. And it was to the law firm, had the intake number, and it said, please review this contract. On our way home from four-wheeling, I called the law firm at like 4:50 in the evening. They called me back within 5 minutes. Chad did. I said, Chad, I'm an investor in another company. We just got $1.3 million invested in our company. And they want me to re-sign a new contract, and I don't know whether I should or shouldn't. Can I send you the contract, and you tell me if I should or shouldn't? He goes, absolutely, boom, here's your intake number. I'm like, Damien, write down this intake number, because I was driving. He then texted me that intake number. When I got home, I attached the contract, put the intake number, hit send. So at 10 o'clock at night, I got a guy that I don't even know looking in my email box, seeing a letter, a big contract, sent to the law firm that says, please review my contract. I said, my attorney will review that in the beginning of next week. He's going to call me back and tell me whether I should move forward on a $1.3 million business deal or not. You know what this costs me? Nothing. He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, I'm sold. I'm like, what's your name and phone number? Email. Boom. I put him in prospect. I hit small business plan because he's a business owner. I said, when you get home, there's an email in your inbox to review our plan. Let's talk the beginning of next week. I'm busy over the weekend. Damien was sitting there watching the entire thing.
By the way, he said he sold, and then he asked about wills.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave told him about that, and he's like, okay, well, now my wife sold.
Yeah, well, now my wife sold. So now, let's say I just didn't have a legal plan. At 10 o'clock at night, all I did was pull up the app and show him that I actually do have an attorney ready to handle. And here's two things that I just recently had them do. Oh, and then I pulled out my stack of letters out of my...
Yeah.
I have in my file cabinet all the letters the law firm's ever wrote for me. And I pulled them out and I stacked them on the desk. Seriously, it's a stack like 10 inches high. I go, that's what my law firm has done for me, and they've never sent me a bill. He's like, he could not believe it. Now, but if I didn't have a legal plan, by the way, I'm not just going to sell that guy a business plan. I'm selling him a business plan, sell him the family plan, sell him the identity theft plan. We'll talk about the gun owner supplement and stuff later. Depends on if he, well, I got to get to know him first. But then I'm going to recruit him because he's a business owner. He's an entrepreneur, and he's very well connected. But it all started because with confidence, I can show him it works. It works.
Not just confidence, conviction, right? Because if I don't have a legal plan,
Yeah, you
I
won't
can still
say,
tell someone about it.
You won't have the guts to say it if you don't have a legal plan. You're like, I heard of this thing one time. It might possibly,
might be an associate. You might tell people about it, but it's not the same level of conviction. You don't have the personal testimony. In fact, that's D, right? 3D. Have you done your will? Have you shared that story? Right? We've got to be sharing the story about how we use it.
So, A, do you have the ID Shield membership? Do you have one bureau or three bureaus? Now, there's not a right or wrong here. Some of you might be like, hey, I'm fine with one bureau. Some of you are like, I want the most comprehensive plan. It's only $5 more. I pay $5 more. It's not just for me. It's for me, my wife, and all my kids. I want to know the maximum protection is for all of, for everybody. So keep in mind, some of you didn't even know that there is now, for $5 more, a more comprehensive identity theft product out there. It's time to upgrade. Now, if you want to upgrade, you can't call someone below you.
And you can't do it yourself.
So you need to call someone above you and say, I need to be upgraded. And they can then take you to their website and upgrade your plan. Okay? Do you have the supplements? Trial defense supplement, gun owner's supplement, home business supplement, GS.
Go small business.
Go small business. Shouldn't that be next to the business plan?
It is, HBS.
Okay.
HBS, right. home business.
Yeah.
Here's the idea. You may or may not need to go small biz, right? Especially if you don't have a business, things like that. But if you want to sell small business, you should know what it does. And therefore, you should have it. Like I have it. How many times have I used go small biz in my legal career? That many times. For me. But I've gone on, I played around, so I can talk intelligently about it with people when I do sell it to them. Right, I'm a firm believer everyone should have the trial defense supplement. In fact, we used to sell that. We used to call it the expanded plan. We used to just, that was the plan we showed. It was the $35.95 plan when I first got in. That was the $26 legal plan with the trial defense that we called, I never stopped selling it. I'm a firm believer everyone should have it. The gun owner supplement, the home business supplement, if those things are applicable.
Now, home business supplement, if those things are applicable. If you're an associate in Legal Shield, you should have that. Why should you have the home business supplement if you're an associate in Legal Shield? Because you're a business owner, and if you get audited by the IRS, they're not doing your family personal tax return. They're doing what you wrote off. So your mileage, going out to eat, dry cleaning, your cell phone bill, internet, ink cartridges, all those expenses, that's where they're going to audit. For $9.95 a month, you have the home business supplement. We step in and cover that audit. Yeah. So if you have like two or three different side hustles and stuff like that, which I do, I've got four different things that I have that are income producing activity for my family. I can't imagine not having the home business supplement. So if you don't have it and you're like going, oh, maybe I should, because if you get audited by the IRS and you don't have that, if you could have a time machine, go back in time for only $9.95 a month to purchase that, how many months would you go back in time and still think it's worth it? I mean, for a year, you're talking, $100, a little over $100. Have the IRS ruin your freaking life and you're like, people would pay thousands of dollars to have an attorney represent them against the IRS. The IRS counts on the terror, the horror that you feel when you get that dreaded certified mail package that you're being audited. And the cool thing is, you're like, oh, I've got IRS audit protection. Cool, better call the law firm. Have them take care of this. $9.95. So some of you right now should be like, circling 3B HBS. You're like, like this weekend, like I need to be adding the home business supplement because I don't have it. Have you used your membership?
And in conjunction, not only C, but D as well. Have you done your will? I can't tell you how many people become members to get their will done and never get it done.
So some of you right now should be circling 3D. And then guess what? Tonight, when we leave here, when you get home, pull out your app, start your will, half hour later it's done, and you're like, well, what if I want to change my mind? Then change it next year. At least we have something to start with if you die this year. But right now it's like, I've been thinking about doing a will for 20 years, but I'm worried that things might change. They might change. But at least we got 99% of it covered, and you happen to change one thing during the middle of the year. Guess what? Next year, redo your will, update it, boom. But start with something. The other cool thing is, when you have your will, when you sit down with someone, say at a lunch appointment, I keep an old copy that's not valid anymore, an old copy of my will. I can pull it out and set it right there on the table and say, biggest reason me and my wife got this plan originally because we had 2 kids and we didn't have that. And we knew that if something happened to us, that a social worker would decide who raised our kids. But once we got that, we didn't have to worry about it anymore. And I've updated that probably 15 times since, and I've never paid a single penny for updates. 80% of the people that you talk to don't have that. We're talking ground zero, starting point. And they're like, no contract, month to month. I can get that right now. I'm like, yep. Boom. If you have it, then your conscience allows you to tell people about it. If you haven't done it, if you have not done your will, it has cost you thousands of dollars because your conscience won't let you talk about it. And you're not talking about it because that's what hypocrites look like. I'm trying to help you put money in your bank account by telling you not having your will done has held you back. You might be saying, but I'm single, Dave. I only own a boombox and I live in my buddy's basement apartment. You still need your will.
Who do you want to get the boombox?
Yes, I want the boombox. My kids need one. You need the will to stop you from not telling other people about the will. If you don't own anything.
And it's not just your will, right? It's your living will. It's your health care power of attorney. Your financial power of attorney. Because here's the reality. You know, I heard this story at another Super Saturday recently. Young kid dies, like 18, 19-year-old dies in a car accident. Never got their will done because they're 18, 19. What do they have? The accident wasn't their fault, though. $1 million settlement goes to that person's estate. $1 million gets split between the father and the mother, right? 500 grand apiece. The problem was the father never showed up throughout that whole person's life, but it's showing up now for 500 grand. When the kid would have been like, no, I want $1 million to go to my mom. Right? I didn't know my father, but the father's showing up for $500,000 now. Right? You never know the circumstances in which case you may need the will, but more importantly, the healthcare power of attorney, who do you want making decisions just in case you're temporarily unable to make it? Living will so that nobody has to make a decision. You get to decide in case you're permanently unable to make one. Everyone needs those. So it's not just, oh, I don't have anything. Okay? You might have something. Your health care power of attorney, your living will. And then more importantly, being able to share that story, like Dave was saying, being able to just share that story with other people. It's like, dude, I just got my will done. Tell your parents. Tell your siblings. Tell whoever, right? And all of a sudden, they were like, oh, how do I get mine done too?
Telling people that you got your estate planning done, people go, what? How'd you get that done? You don't have the money to hire an attorney. Oh, yeah, I got that legal plan. I was down in Arizona doing a group a little while back, and the financial guy, the 401k guy that came up after me, he goes, I don't have a dog in this race. The guy that just talked to you, I don't make any money. Today's the first day I ever met him. Every single one of you need what he just told you. This is a financial planner, insurance agent. He goes, every one of you need what he just told you. He goes, recently I had a client of mine pass away. He's a single father. He had a little boy. He was like 5 years old. He left an insurance, a life insurance policy to his son for $500,000. Sole beneficiary, 5-year-old little boy. Now, that makes your heart go pitter-patter, like, oh, good, responsible father, protected his kid. If something happened to him, he left the kid $500,000. How awesome. He goes, here's the problem. He had no will. On the insurance policy, it says, give the kid. But it doesn't say when and how and everything else like that. So now a judge has locked up all the money in a cash-only account that accrues no interest until the kid's 18. And on his 18th birthday, all of it gets given to him. Here's the problem. If you gave me $500,000 on my 18th birthday, it would not be around on my 19th birthday. Okay? The other problem is a lot of kids going through high school knowing when I turn 18, I'm rich. They don't start thinking about college and stuff like that because they're like, I'm going to be so rich. They attract friends that should not be around them. And they think that love is associated with giving out money and taking care of people. The act that the father did to try to protect his son could be the act that ruins that kid's life. He goes, if he had a will, if he had a plan, you could say, allow him enough money to go to college and get a car. At 25, allow him enough money to get a house. At 30, give him the rest. Space it out. Say, once you graduate, guess what? You get some more. Once you put a plan in place. You need estate planning before the incident happens. That young father thought he had his family covered because he bought life insurance. That's not enough. The will is more important than the insurance.
All right, number 4. What level are you at currently? Right? So, like sometimes you heard Mr. Hull say this earlier when we were doing recognition, but sometimes people don't even know. Right?
Yeah.
So if you don't know, that's okay. We want to make sure you know before you leave the room.
How could you figure out what level you're at right now if you don't know? Back office will tell you. You can always call corporate. By the way, write down this number at the top
of
your page.
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. That's later in the thing.
Okay. So, and then the next question that correlates with it is, do you know precisely what you need to do to get to the next level? Right? If we don't know what we're doing to get to the next level, then we're just out there, you know, doing stuff, and hopefully we get there, but I want to know. The fastest route between two points is what? Straight line. I want to know exactly where I'm going so that I can get there.
You know what's funny is I have inactive people on my team today that are 100 premium dollars away from picking up thousands of dollars a month.
Don't tell them.
Oh, you know, trust me, they ain't here. I ain't calling them to remind them because that money flows up to me. So, in other words, here's a line that's doing 650 premium dollars a month. Here's a separate line doing 650 premium dollars. Add that together, that's 1,300 premium dollars. What does it take to be an executive director? 1,400 premium dollars.
So, 100 premium dollars is like
two plans
a month. Right? There's
right,
two plans
and we give you $5,000. And they don't even know.
Right? You got to know what it takes to get to the next level. And that never changes, by the way. I need to know what it takes to get to silver or gold or platinum. Right? So
if you don't have it mapped out, so it's knowing one thing, but you should have a whiteboard or something in your home office, wherever you work, that says, I'm a manager, and senior manager is this. It requires one more recruit and 100 more premium dollars. In other words, you should have something that you visually look at every single day that says, that's the target. How do I get one step closer to that today? And every day be chipping away at that. Can you find those? What are those?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you go to Ellis Engage, and you log in, then you click on resources. Under resources, there's a folder that says comp plans or compensation plans. You pull up any of the compensation plans, and it'll say, this is what's required to be at this level.
Did everybody understand that? If you don't, please stop us so we can... If you don't know where to get the resources, you leave here and you don't know where to find it, then we didn't do our job today. Yes. Hold on. Georgia, I want George to say this in the mic. So hold on one second.
If you go to your LS Engage, right at the very top, it says Level Advancement Module. That'll tell you what level you're at right now and what you need to do to get to the next level, right there in your hand. So you can't do it any easier.
LS Engage. Okay. Five. How many hours a week can you reasonably spend on your Legal Shield business? Understand the wording there. The wording is, can you? So in other words, you might have a full-time job and church callings and family responsibilities. The question is, in a given week, how many hours can you give to the business? It's going to be a higher number than do you give to your business, because you let TV and other things eat up some of those. But you say, hey, listen, I'm at work from this to this, then I have this to this till I go to bed. I got 5 hours a night, and then I got all day Saturday, and I take Sunday off. Okay, here's what I can work my business. What you can work your business might be 40 hours. What you do work your business might be 5. So how many hours can you reasonably spend on your Legal Shield business? And then A, how many of those hours are you spending in income-producing activity? Notice it's not how many hours are you spending on the business, because some people think reorganizing their desk over and over and over, or I'm going to check Facebook to see if somebody said, hey, is anybody selling a legal plan? So they think that they're doing Legal Shield, but they're doing anything other than IPA. What are some examples of income producing activity? Follow up. What happens before follow up? Contacting, setting appointments, going on appointments. Prospecting, all those are income-producing activity. It's leading you closer to a sale. Reorganizing your email folders, not getting you closer to a sale. So
we'll be referring to this, I'm sure, throughout this training, but this is the level advancement module that George was talking about, but it's not a perfect tool yet. If you go to resources, though, right? And then compensation plans.
I'd go down to general audience.
Okay, and you could just pull up any of them, but for argument's sake, we'll pull up the $49.90 combo plan.
So what level are you? Senior manager, and you want to figure out how to get to? Director.
And
so
here
let's
you
go senior manager.
You are here. You need to get to director. You achieve this level by having 3 legs with an active manager in each leg, and have $2,700 in organizational premium, or personally sell $2,700, right? One of the
Is
other.
That clear now how to get to director, to you, Boyd? Do you understand that?
You don't have a single problem that 3 new recruits can't cure.
Yep. There you go. Okay. So the solution is replace. Yeah, the $2,700, you might already be there. Now it's just make sure you got 3 separate lines with managers in them. Yeah. Cumulative. Total over since the day you started till today, once you've had $2,700 in premium written ever. No. Okay. So now it's just put the three manager lines in place.
And by the way, right there on the front page, if I go back to my business, right, or the dashboard, it tells you right here, you know, inception to date, right? And it'll tell you how, you know, if you're at 1,400, 1,500, 2,699, you need one more membership sale to get to 2,700, right there, organizational inception to date.
You got a question? Correct. It's all based on premium. Yep, it's converted over. All right. Are you primarily focused on team building or membership sales? There's not a right or wrong. Just figure out, hey, look, my primary focus is this, my secondary focus is this, so that you know if your primary focus is on small business, where should you be tomorrow night? I mean, Monday night. You should be where the people who are focused on B2B are getting together, getting better at what they're doing.
How would you rate your passion for Legal Shield? Right? 1 to 10. 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. Listen, if you're a 5, that's okay. That's where you're at. Right? I want you to be honest with yourself because that'll help you get clarity. Right? And clarity helps us move forward. If you're a 5, that's okay. How do I get to a 6, a 7, an 8, a 9, a 10? Right? What would make me more passionate about it? Well, some of the things we already talked about, you know, getting your will done, using the membership would definitely get you more passionate about it. You know, some of the things that we're going to talk about would get you more passionate about it too. But you got to know where you're at, right? Jim Rohn used to say he believed in affirmations as long as they affirmed the truth, right? And so that's what we want to do. We want to say, okay, I'm here today. But, you know, I would like to be here. How would I get here, right?
Yeah. All right. 8, are you motivated internally or externally? In other words, are you able to wake up in the morning and just naturally be happy and excited about what you do? If so, then you're internally motivated. You're like, man, I don't need to have some other stimuli to get me going. I'm happy about life and where I'm headed. Or you might be externally motivated, which, man, you wake up and it's like Eeyore. And you like drag yourself out of bed and you need your coffee, then you need a rock star, and then you need, I'm not pointing at you. Sorry about that. That's subconscious. You need other things to stimulate you, but then when it comes to Legal Shield, it's like, I need someone to call me and give me a pep talk before I can pick up the phone. You might be that person. That's okay. If that is you, find that stimuli and hit it as early in the day as possible. So maybe it's an audio CD, a book on CD. Maybe it's reading a good book. Maybe it's watching a YouTube video that's motivational. Maybe it's some music. Find something that is your stimuli and hit it early in the morning to get you going in the day so that all of a sudden you feel like talking to people about our business. You feel like sharing this with people. If you don't, you could easily find yourself going day after day after day as one of our secret agents in the company. And you're just hoping that someday somebody walks up and says, by any chance, do you sell Legal Shield? And then you get stimulated. Yes, that is me. No. Get early in the day. Find that. Early on in my business, I found a videotape. It was called Prepaid Legal Success Stories. It was about 6-7 minutes long. And all it was testimonials at a really old convention like we have at the end of the week, the business briefing. People coming across stage. Hey, my name's this, my background's this, last month I made this, sit down. And it was about 6 or 7 minutes of just people coming across. I remember Larry and Mary King coming across stage, and it's like, blue collar comedy tour. I could barely understand what they were saying.
Get her done.
$20,000. And I'm like, holy crap, if that guy is making money in this company, I can make money in this company. I remember the people walking by, and I would put that VHS tape in, I'd hit play, I'd watch it for 6 or 7 minutes, I'm like, holy crap, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'd get on the phone, make phone calls for about an hour, and then slowly all the no's and stuff would wear me down. I'd go back in my living room, hit rewind, play it again, get wound up again, and then go back, hit the phones, and I'd probably watch that 3-4 times a day just to keep getting stimulated. If you had someone that was really excited, really motivated, in your home office with you to give you a good pep talk for 20 minutes before you picked up the phone, would your energy be different when you picked up the phone? Okay, if you don't have that person, find what represents that person. Is it music? Is it an audio CD? Is it a personal development book? Is it some? Find something. Get your energy up. Work your business. If you feel your energy going down, get back on, listen to it, drink it, smoke it, whatever you need to do. But
listen,
get it back up. Snort it.
Listen,
shoot it. I don't care.
Maybe it's the pain in your life.
Covered at a 25% discount.
Maybe it's the pain in your life. You've all heard Darnell Self. Some of you may not have heard it, but there's a video that where Darnell Self talks about dream stealers, right? The pain in his life with the bill collector's name Bernadette. He had Bernadette's name all over the place so that he would be motivated to pick up the phone. So it's not always, listen, I'm not motivated because of what I want or I'm not feeling the positive energy. Listen, it's whatever works. When I was working on Wall Street, I hated it, right? And I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew what I didn't want. And that's what motivated me to go find something back when I was living in New York, right? It's I don't want to be here for 40 years. I'm going to go do something about it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed motivation, right? And by the way, I can't stand when people say I'm not motivated by money, right? Because it goes back to number one, why are you in Legal Shield? I'm not motivated by money. I'm motivated by what the money can do, right? So people say, well, I'm not motivated by money. Okay. But what is it that the money can do that you want to do? If you're maybe motivated by fun, it's like the money is going to help you buy a couple of four-wheelers and take all your friends out. If you're motivated by a cause, great. But the money will fund the cause. Right? Oh, my gosh. I got to share the story. I apologize. But Dave Hall, how many of you were at the training Dave Hall did back in November on the color code? Dude, that was a phenomenal training. My wife happened to be with me. And we're taking the color code test, and she was a yellow. And she was, like, offended. Like, I'm not a yellow, right? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this makes so much sense. Right? And she's looking at me like, what do you mean that makes sense? And I'm like, honey, you're not a cause-driven person. Like, you're not going to go out and start hugging trees. I get that. Okay? But you are passionate about your causes, right? She's passionate about motherhood, about homeschooling, about alternative medicine. I said, when, you know, if someone tries to tell you anything about those things, you know, heaven help them, right? But here's the reality. If I could show her, now she's obviously my wife, right? But if I was talking to someone like her, right? And I could show them not the cause of Legal Shield necessarily, because she wouldn't have necessarily cared, but I could show her how Legal Shield could fund her causes, right? Hey, listen, if I could help you make an extra $1,000 a month, what would that mean for homeschooling your kids? If I could help you make an extra $1,000 a month, what would that mean for you and your family in terms of alternative medicine, right? All of a sudden, it's a different deal. So she's not motivated by money. But people don't think about what the money can do. And that's our job, is when we're sitting here, are you motivated internally or externally? But we could have just as easily put an A there and said, are the people on your team, do you know how they're motivated? Because we need to make sure that we're speaking their love language, so to speak.
Good call. All right. That first part was self-evaluation. Now we're going to show you a little bit more how the business affects your business. In other words, corporate. How much money do you budget for your business each week? So before we start answering that, traditional business owners that have run a business for a period of time, raise your hand. I just want to see true. So leave your hand up. Each week, what did it loves us? We'll just do month. Each month, what did it cost you to keep the doors open between the insurances, payroll, advertising, accounting, whatever? What
lunch
was
your for
overhead?
Your employees?
What was your overhead
your
to keep your business
you?
Running?
I would say about $35,000.
$35,000 a month. $20,000 a month. Thousand? 24? Steve, would you? Anybody else? Okay, so traditional business owners understand if you're running a business, there's always expenses. Like, even if my kids want to open up a Kool-Aid stand on the corner, did the table just fall out of the sky? No, somewhere someone had to acquire one. So yeah, you can steal one or you can borrow one from your parents and stuff like that. Okay, you got away with that. Now, sugar, water, the Kool-Aid, cups, tablecloth, signs for advertising. You understand?
Parents.
So who's paying for this? Parents, and the kids take all the profit. That's socialism. All right. So we are not teaching socialism at this class.
At the very least, Dave Hall is, and he's the pure capitalist.
We're capitalists here. All right, so that's not a real business. A real business is you put up money to get started, and then each month you invest back in your business. What are some of the investments that are critical for your business? Can we start with your membership every single month? Critical investment. So just say, hey, in my monthly business, I have to budget a minimum $24.95. Now, if you have the supplement, identity theft.
That's only true if you have the home business supplement.
So, business. Then on top of that, Legal Shield Advantage, our website to build our business, be eligible for the car allowances and stuff. $20 there on top of that. What are some other expenses? You go, if I'm serious about my business, I just have to have these in there. Briefings. Cell phone bill. Business cards. Super Saturdays. Conventions. Probably some meals, taking people out to eat. You might say, hey, can you meet me for lunch? Meet me for breakfast. I'd like to show you what I'm doing. You probably should have some of that allocated in there. Can you see that this business is a legitimate real business that you have to spend money on? Be like, oh, well, you only have to spend once in a lifetime investment $99 and you're in for life. You never have any other expense. No, that got you in the door. You're a real business owner. We have people that make millions of dollars a year in this business, but do they still have overhead every single month? The funny thing is their overhead is pretty darn close to what your overhead is.
Yeah. And the more you grow in the business, the more you might have to do other things. Right?
Like,
maybe you run a contest for your team.
Yeah. We do cruises. We do ED retreats in the fall. We do other things. But for the first few years of my life, my business expenses were still about the same every single month. You have those. Just expect them. And that leads us to the next question. Is your Legal Shield income greater than your budget? In other words, are you in the red or in the black? At the beginning, I was in the black for a couple months. Then I went to the red. Then I figured out how to get black back in the black. And then I stayed in the black. But you need to make sure that you're doing enough activity that the activity you do funds your business. And if it doesn't for a short season of time, that's okay. Don't quit. Go, oh, I spent more money last month than I made on help.
Here's the good news, right? When people first get started, they're part-time. So they're working at a job. You could be in the red for a little bit. You couldn't be in the red month to month with a traditional business.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So give me 1 second. But I'm a firm believer, too, that this is a business. If it's a hobby, hobbies operate in the red. This is a business. It should operate in the black. I got Daniel Simnett started last month. I told him it would cost him $200 to get started with Legal Shield. Why did I ask him, why did I tell him it was going to take $200 instead of $99?
Because there's other costs other than the $99.
Because I'm signing people up that I think are going to be serious. And if they're going to be serious, they're going to be in Salt Lake in October. And so if I'm recruiting George this today, by the way, George, $200, you got that? Fantastic, because we're going to sign him up for $99 as an associate. I'm going to sign him up for $99 for a convention ticket. But $200 to get started. Daniel, I already told you earlier that Daniel was super tight, but he squeezed out $99, because here's what I told him. We're going to get you Fast Start qualified. When you get that $100 bonus, right, because he hadn't attended the class yet, when you get that $100, that's going to go to your convention ticket. So he got started for $99. We sold his mom a membership. He got a $109 commission. He's in the black right away. $9. $10, right? He got his $100 bonus. I signed him up for convention. His business paid for convention. He's in the black the rest of his career if he continues to do the activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give them a round of applause.
A lot of people came from out of state. That's awesome. All right. Do you have a separate bank account for Legal Shield Business only?
Now, you don't have to.
Yes, you do. Oh, yeah. Unless you want the IRS to eat you for dinner. You should. Now, you might not. I think that's what he meant to say. You're part-time. You're thinking, oh, I only make a little bit of money here and there. Not that big of a deal. You want to go separate those. Your direct deposit should go into your business account. It might run in the red a little bit, and you might be from your full-time job while you're trying to get your business up and going, be floating it, covering it and stuff. But if you get audited and you're commingling funds, that is very, very bad to the IRS. If you want to take the deductions that come with a business, you have to act like a business. And that means you need a separate bank account. And they're free. So it's not like, well, when I can save up enough money to buy a bank account, I'll go do it. They're free. Go. And if your bank's, well, no, we have charge fees if you don't have $1,000 in here. Then start checking around to credit unions and other places. Because there are free bank accounts. Set it up and start learning how to run your business professionally. Yeah. Yeah, put $25 in the account and they'll open it up. A lot of credit unions and stuff will do that for you. But start running your business out of your business account as soon as possible. It might not make that big of a deal, you know, when you're small potatoes. But as your business starts to grow, all of a sudden, if you're making $5,000, $10,000 a month and you're totally commingling other funds and stuff like that, you can just put yourself in a really bad spot with the IRS. Just because you have audit representation doesn't mean you actually did it right.
I'll give you another reason, and to me an even more important reason, is because then you see how much money you made.
Yeah, and you can track it better.
Right? I mean, if it's just going into this account with all my other stuff, then it's just in that account with all the other stuff. But if I look here, and I'm living out of this one, right? But I look here, and all of a sudden I have $100 or I have $1,000, because I haven't touched it in a week or a month or whatever the deal is, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm making money with Legal Shield.
Yeah.
Conversely, if you have $20 in there and you think that you've been doing a lot of stuff in Legal Shield, it provides clarity. Right?
All right. Question number 11. Do you have up-to-date Legal Shield cards? Funny thing is, I still have like probably 600, 700. Last time I bought cards, I bought 1,000 cards. And I just don't give out cards that much anymore because I use electronic cards. I love saying, I actually don't have a card on me. Why don't I just get your information and I'll send you stuff? Because now I got them in prospect and I get a drip on them. So I use not having cards as an excuse. But I went to my chamber of commerce big luncheon and then I throw your card in here. And I'm like, I don't have a card. And I went and sat down, had the nice lunch, enjoyed it. It was like all the chambers of Northern Utah County. And then at the end, they gave away like 100 different gifts. And there was like 80 cards in the fishbowl. And they're like, we're redrawing names down. I'm like, suck. If I had just had a card, I'd have won something today. So I'm going to, all my cards, I threw them all away because they had the old logo on them, the arch. And I'm like, you know what? I want cards that reflect what my logo actually really is. So I'm ordering, because I went through this, I'm ordering all new cards. Has your placement utility been set to manual? Explain that, Mr.
This is huge, right? So here we are.
Wait, hold on. I just want you to be honest. It's okay to be honest here. If you have no clue what that question is, raise your hand. That is awesome.
That most people do know what it is.
I know, but there was probably, I'm going to say, 15 people that just raised their hand. And if there's 15 people that just raised their hand, I'll tell you right now, there's another 10 that just go, I ain't going to look stupid. But they want to raise their hand.
So here you go. Again, the old AOBO, Associates Only Back Office, they're transitioning more and more to Ellis Engage. Not everything works perfectly, but 90% of what's in the back office is now on Engage. We're 95%. 90% of it works well, right? But if you don't know where to go, there are a bunch of your business links right here. And if you look right here at Placement Utility Tool, click on that. Now, mine's already set to manual, but it would say automatic. Or is it going to make me re-log in? Okay, here we go. So right up here, you see where it says it's set to manual, right? Change. If you're new, yours is going to say automatic. That means when I recruit someone, if I'm brand new, I recruit someone, right? I recruit George. I don't get a chance to place him. He automatically goes front line to me. Well, the first person goes, no matter what the setting is, goes automatically front line to you. But when I recruit Deanne, I may want to place Deanne under George, right? But if I haven't changed that, she automatically goes front line to me. And so
at some point, you'll want to start placing people. My recommendation, if you're on my team, first three people go on your front line. After that, we start building deep. And George feels the same way. Most leaders in the company will feel the same way. First three go on your front line. After that, we give them away and we build depth.
And depending on who they are, you may not even put all three front lines. So, for example, if I recruit Steve and Julie and then I recruit Cordell, I'm not going to keep Cordell front line to me, even though he was only my second recruit. I might put Cordell underneath them. Right? So you got to be careful. It's not three automatically. My first three recruits that don't know each other definitely go front line.
I went to Texas a few years ago to work with a guy on my team. He had 52 people on his front line. I'm like, how did this happen? He goes, how did what? I go, how is everyone on your front line? He's like, well, how do you move them? I'm like, did your sponsor never
fill out the form after you screw up?
This? Nobody ever told him? You need to come in here and change. Now, I'm guilty of sitting down and sponsoring new people and never getting to the point where I talk about changing this. You probably have people on your team that you brought in that you just never really got to the part of the conversation where you explained that after the first three recruits, we need to change this so that you can choose where to place people. I have people that I invited to this training this morning specifically because I'm like, there are some things I need to cover and I haven't covered. You've got to be here. And then they texted me right before the event and said, oh, I can't make it. Got called into work. I'm like, ah.
And listen, you change it right away. Like, you change it right away.
Because, change it right when they sign up.
Right, because
you can still go place them on their front line.
Right. And if you don't do anything, because it gives you 48 hours after you recruit someone, if you don't do anything in 48 hours, it gets placed front line anyway. Okay? So you want to make sure that you just get it changed right
away. Some of you should have number 12 circled. In other words, they're like, oh, crap, I've never gone to my back office and changed that. Now, do you remember how to get there to change it?
On the dashboard, Ellis Engage.
Scroll down to
Business Links. Placement utility.
Placement utility. Aren't you glad you came today? You might have 20 people. Next year we'd be talking to you like, man, I got 30 people on my front line. I'm like, well, you don't understand the comp plan very well, do you?
Are you group? Number 13, are you group, small biz, and CDLP certified? Right? Now, here's the reality. You don't have to be small biz certified anymore, but it's still a darn good idea to take the class. George, when's the next small business class? There ain't one.
No. Well, really, for small business class,
yeah.
Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
the
cover a ton of that.
Yep.
Okay. So Monday night, because she's going to cover employee benefit certification, she's going to cover small business, yeah. Right? So there you go. But you don't necessarily need to be small business certified. You should still make sure you take the class. Group certified, CDLP, in order to open a group or in order to sell a commercial driver's legal plan, you have to be certified. Okay? Do you offer ID Shield when you offer the legal plan? I was taught by my mentor that we don't leave money on the table. So I'm going to let Mr. Hall talk about it.
Every time you have a chance to talk to somebody about a legal plan, you should always mention that we also offer the most comprehensive identity theft product out there. Just was talking to a lady this morning out in the foyer here about the legal plan, and I mentioned the identity theft product thing, and she said, I spent years trying to put my life back together because I was a victim of identity theft. Now, the conversation started because she heard about our legal plan. She's like, oh my gosh, you won't believe the hell that I went through because of what happened. And she told me the whole story, and I said, do you realize that if you would have had our product, we'd have stepped in and covered all of that? Licensed private investigators would have spent up to $5 million to fix that problem. You just turned the problem over to us. She was beside herself. She was like, holy cow, like, you don't go a week without seeing something about identity theft on the news today, another security breach. And you might sit down with someone and tell them about our wonderful legal plan, and you're like, man, I'm already pushing it, $24.95, I'm afraid to ask for any more. You don't know how bad they may or may not need it. But you should let them know. And here's the other thing, even if they say, you know, I don't think I need that right now, say, wonderful. If you ever change your mind, will you remember to come back to me? So when they do become a victim of identity theft, they're like, I got to call so-and-so back. Now it's a pre-existing condition.
Like next month.
It ain't going to be covered for
breach.
But then after that, you always ask for referrals. Because even if they think, I don't need identity theft, I've got a low credit score, no one wants to steal it, but my brother needs it, my mom, my dad, always ask for referrals. Yes? October 2nd is the next CDLP class. That's going to be right before
that's
a convention
in
starts.
Connection with convention.
Yep, October 2nd. Yes. Commercial, drivers, legal plan.
Okay. All right.
Truckers.
We got to pick up the pace because we're only at 14 and
yep.
115. So, are you driving your business or is someone in your upline driving your business? In other words, are you the CEO of your own business? Do you take responsibility for it?
Okay. Let me tell you, I did a welcome webinar for some people on my team about a week or so ago. I had 13 or 14 brand new associates. The leader on my team went and set it up and invited, hey, I want you all to meet our upline, you know, Millionaire Club member. They set it up. They invited everybody. They just sent me a text and said, hey, can you jump on this Zoom? I jumped on there, told my real quick story, said if I can help you, great, boom. But they own their team. And it made me so proud to see them taking ownership of their team, running it. Don't count on your upline to run your team. You run your team.
And just to give you an example, Dave has never had to be involved in my team, right? He doesn't worry about it. He doesn't worry about if I'm going to be in performance club or not. He doesn't worry about if I'm going to qualify exec or not, because he knows for years and years and years that I've always taken ownership, and I've just said, you know, I've told my team and pulled them together and said, this is what we're going to do and who needs help and whatever the deal is, right? He's never had to worry about it because that's really duplication. If you're taking ownership, that's where duplication occurs. So Dave mentioned this earlier, but do you have an organization chart on your wall? right?
If you don't, you should be circling that right now. Like, if you invited me over to your house, said, come over and talk to me, Dave, and I walk in your home office, and I don't see a whiteboard or something that shows, here's me, here's my active legs, here's the volume, that should be circled right now. And this weekend, you should be putting up something visually that you go, I got to get from where I'm at to here. This is what needs to be filled in. Volume, recruits, whatever it is. If you're looking at that every day, your business will grow faster if you look at it every single day.
And the key is, it's where you're looking, right? It doesn't matter if I have it on the wall over here if I'm never really looking at this wall, right? My wife has stuff on the bathroom mirror, and I'm thinking to myself, she never looks there. Like, she never looks there. I look there. I know what her goal is, but she doesn't know what her goal is because she doesn't look there, right? Mine is all on my computer because I spend a good hour every day in front of the computer. It's the first thing I see every day. It's the last thing I see every day. So put it where you see it all the time. Corporate support. So, you know, we've talked about self-evaluation. We've talked about having a business mindset and doing some things there. Now we're going to talk about how corporate supports us. And the first thing is, do you know your username and password? And that seems a little funny, but I got to tell you, there are plenty of times that I sign someone up, and I just go on the computer. I filled out a paper app. I go on the computer. I sign up their username, their password. You know, and hopefully I told them, right? But sometimes I forget to send them an email. But if you don't know your username and password, you need to make sure you know that, because that's for both your associates only back office and also for Ellis Engage.
And if you don't know it, where would you find it?
Call your sponsor if they signed you up, or call corporate, which leads us to number 17.
Do you know the phone number for associate services?
And here it is. 580-436-RICH.
7424.
580-436-7424.
That should be on speed dial somewhere in your phone.
Let me tell you how I took ownership. We talked about ownership a minute ago. Let me tell you how I took ownership of my business. I'm one of those guys that needs to know the detail about everything, right? I thought for years that I was a green personality, but because I needed to know the details about everything. So my first 3 months in the business, I'm calling all the time. Now, my first 3 weeks in the business, the person I was calling was Dave Hall, right? Even though Doug was in between us, I knew Doug didn't know anything, so I would call Dave, right? And I'm calling Dave 5, 6, 7 times a day, asking him every little question. And then he tells me a story about it when he bought his first Mac, how he would call Dave Hughes all the time and, you know, ask him this question about, you know, how does this work on Mac? How does that work on my iPhone? All this. And then one day, Dave Hughes gave him the number to AppleCare. And so Dave started calling AppleCare all the time. I got the message. I started calling Associate Services 5, 6, 7 times a day my first 90 days in the business. And I remember the one time I called Dave Hall, and I was like, oh, I need to call Associate Services. I hung up. I called Associate Services. I got my question answered. Dave saw I missed the call, even though it only barely rang. He called me back. He's like, hey, bud, what can I help you with? And I was like, actually, nothing. I remember what you said. I called Associate Services. I'm sure the smile was ear to ear on his face, right? So 580-436-7424.
It's nice. Parents that have raised kids, it's nice when you kick your kids out of the house and they make it. You know,
they
pay their own cell phone, their automobile insurance, and they're good members of society. That's awesome. When they boomerang back in your apartment or in your basement and they start eating your food and driving your cars and crap like that, you're like, oh my gosh. So I kicked him off the financial nipple, and now all of a sudden he's like, hey, I take care of myself. And guess what? When he calls, he ain't calling to ask me how to do the business. He ain't calling me to ask me about the comp plan or anything else like that. He knows where to get the information. So when we talk, it's because we're friends. We're talking about fun things and stuff like that. He don't call and ask me. So explain the comp plan to me again.
The irony is Dave calls me for...
Yeah, I call him and say, hey...
And I'm like, hey, 580-436.
All right.
Do you have them? So real quick, just in rapid fire succession, right? Do you have the most current Legal Shield app on your phone? You have automatic updates turned on. If you have automatic updates, hopefully it's doing that. I don't have automatic updates. I see the little bubble. I go in. I update the most current app? Do you have the most? Do you have the ID Shield Plus app?
Do you notice that? ID Shield Plus app,
on
not ID Shield.
Delete the ID Shield app. Download the ID Shield Plus app. Okay.
Because there's a new app out there. You should have deleted, if it only shows ID Shield on your app, you need to delete that. Then go to the App Store or Google Play, download ID Shield Plus. Has more services, more benefits, things like that, and download that. Yes.
No, the app is the app. So whatever identity theft plan you're on, you can still have it. Like, for example, Dave's probably not going to want me to share this, but since you're asking, okay, I'm still on the 1295. Now, I have three bureau monitoring on my 1295 app from years ago. I have the ID Shield Plus app. I still have everything else. They migrated me over. I love it, right? So whatever identity theft plan you're on, it's the new ID Shield Plus app. That should be the way that you're accessing it.
Any other questions? All right.
Are you subscribed to Legal Shield Advantage? Okay, $20 a month if you're on bank draft, $21 a month if you're on credit card, right? But let me tell you something. Prospect by Legal Shield is included in that. Ellis Engage is included in that. Zoom is included in that. For me, most importantly, incentives and promotions and bonuses are all included in that. So my Performance Club bonus this month was $812.50. But I wouldn't have gotten $812.50 if I wasn't subscribed to Legal Shield Advantage for $21, $20.95.
Can't go on any of the trips.
Yeah.
If you qualify for the Disney trip, but you don't have Legal Shield Advantage, you don't go.
I can't tell you the number of people. Actually, I can tell you the number of people.
Yeah.
Who qualified for trips, went to Cabo and then to Jamaica, who literally, you know, and it tells you, no Legal Shield Advantage. By the way, too late. I thought.
Yep.
You know, anyway, just make sure you've got it turned on, because here's the reality. Again, if this is a hobby for you, you want to sell one membership a month, one membership a year, do you need Legal Shield Advantage? No. But if this is a business to you and you want to be able to make money with it, then it's part of the overhead that we talked about earlier, right? It's just part of doing business, because there's access to reports is included in that. Right? And how are you going to run your business without reports? We're going to talk about that in a minute. Do you have Ellis Engage app on your phone? Right? Not everything on the app is on the website. Not everything on the website is on the app. But there are things on the app that I actually use every month, every week usually. Who on my team is in Performance Club right now, and where are they at? Easier on the app than anywhere else. So do you have the app on your phone?
And the app has changed a ton in the last couple of months. I'm still learning it left and right, because I was so used to the associate-only back office. Just yesterday while we were driving home from four-wheeling, I pulled up Ellis Engage, and I'm like, hey, I need to look at my genealogy. I handed the phone to Damien because I was driving. I was like, pull up Legacy Online on my phone on the app. I didn't know you can't access Ellis Engage on the app.
Legacy
on Ellis Engage. You have to go to the website to do it. Again, because I'm still learning where I find things, but you need that app on your phone. All right, do you know where to find resources on Ellis Engage? Ellis Engage?
So here we are. This is your dashboard. Again, resources right there, right? Reports right here, right? Licensing information. Like if you need to find out, Jason Pollock called me the other day and said, hey, who do you have on your team that's licensed in Wisconsin? I'm able to go to my reports and somewhere over here, organizational license report. And it tells me who's licensed in what state, right? And then I can sort it. I can go over here. If I'm looking for a particular location, I can then come over here. The map is not up to date. They're working on it, right, because Illinois and Alabama, Texas, no longer licensed. But I can go here. And I've got two people licensed, Aaron Krebs and Diversified Insurance Group, that are licensed in Wisconsin, right? And I was able to call them up and say, hey, you know, Aaron Krebs, and here's his associate number. Go ahead and process that.
And he might have gone real fast. You're like, holy crap, I don't remember how he figured out any of that. If you play around with these things, you start to just figure out where things are, But if you don't have it, you ain't never going to figure it out. All right.
Do you know where to find resources, other info? Do you use reports that Legal Shield provides to you in Ellis Engage, right? So that you know where you're at in any given moment in your business. By the way, one of the most common ones is right here. Okay? Organizational memberships, right? And you can see month to date, right? $918. But if I want to know where that is, I can go on my app, downline reports, premium report, or I can go here and I can see it's like, okay, there's 790 of it is done by Sally Gilbert's organization. 60 of it was done by Lindsay Wright. That's really John Walker's organization, right? And so all of that is there, okay? But you wouldn't necessarily go to reports for that, which is why I'm pointing it out to you, because that's right here, boom, and then right here, okay? So some things are going to be down here in your business links, right? Some things, by the way, associate perks, right? If you're looking for those types of things, membership attribution, Leadership Show has a link right there. We're going to talk about that in a second. But some of it's there, and then some of it you click on the reports at the top.
All right, 22. Do you have Prospect by Legal Shield app on your phone? To me, I use that left and right. Everyone goes in there because if all of a sudden someone says, well, how do I get to the event, you know, in Sandy or West Valley? I don't need to. All right, get out a pen and write down this address. And do I even know what the address of the Megaplex is? I don't. But all I do is I just click on events, click on the calendar, click on the event that I want to, and it texts them a map. And all they got to do is click on their map, and then it drives them right to the event. Tells them the time it starts, tells them if there's a donation at the door, whatever, any information that they need. And it's in all 50 states and Canada. So if I got somebody in Florida that wants to know where's the event in Miami, I don't need to know where the event is in Miami. I just simply click on the app, change it from Utah to Florida, click on the calendar, click on the event, text. Done. It tells me, as it drips on my prospects, it tells me who's watching the videos and who's not. It tells me who's basically ready to buy and who's not. Now, let me be very clear about something. Never let what's good be at the mercy of what's best. For those of you that were at the training class Wednesday night, we had good, better, and best. Good is Prospect by Legal Shield. Being able to text, email videos to people. And if you're like, man, I suck at talking, I don't have confidence, then let a video do it. Better is some type of a Zoom meeting, webinar, long distance, but you're talking face-to-face, but you're explaining our product. Best is me sitting down face-to-face across the table in a living room, personal, one-on-one, sharing the information about our product and our business opportunity. Good, better, best. But never let what's good be at the mercy of what's best.
What? Never let what's best be at the mercy of what's good. Yeah. You were saying good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. So, number 23, are you set up on a reserve balance? How many of you do not know what a reserve balance is?
Raise your hand if you don't know what reserve balance is. That's okay.
So a reserve balance means that I sell Dave a membership. The company is going to pay me $200, right? The company then takes a percentage of my commission and put to the side in what we call the reserve balance. That way, if Dave cancels before the year, because they paid me for the year, if he cancels before the year's out, it doesn't come out of my next commission. It comes out of my reserve balance. So, for example, let's say I sold these seven people on the first two rows here a membership. Statistically speaking, probably one of them is going to cancel on me. But let's say the company paid me $200 on each, took out 15% out of each one because 15% is the recommended number. Okay, so that means they took out $30 each, $30, $60, $90, $180, $210 I have set aside. Well, let's say Randall's a jerk. No. But let's just say for whatever reason, Randall drops the membership, right? Maybe he marries someone who already has a membership. That's me speaking it into existence for you, Randall.
Yeah.
Right? And so he's like, well, we don't need two memberships, and so he cancels his. Rather than allowing his spouse to cancel hers so it affects somebody else, he cancels his and it affects me. Right? And let's say that happens a month in. Well, the company just paid me $210 on his membership, but now when I go to sell Boyd a membership, I don't have a chargeback waiting. Okay, does everyone know what a chargeback is? Okay, so I don't have a chargeback waiting, so I sell Boyd's membership and it just goes to the company because they already paid me on Randall's.
If you do this right, over time your reserve balance would just build up. I mean, mine built up to $10,000. I had $10,000 just sitting in a savings account so that if somebody canceled the membership before the full year was up, it didn't take it out of my next commission. It took it out of that savings account because when you're brand new in the business and you don't have this set up and you wake up one morning and it says negative $150, remember that external stimuli you need?
It's hard to be positive.
You need two doses of it and then you probably curse somebody out. And so you don't get upset because you see a lot less negative numbers ever because you've set aside a little bit of your commission for the day when somebody falls out of the dumb tree.
Absolutely. And by the way, for those of you that are interested in B2B, it is a must. You know, Deanne will tell you why on Monday night, but it is a must if you are doing B2B simply because, you know, sometimes a company will cancel. A company goes out of business and you had 15 employees on.
Yep. Question back there, Rock.
If it's not set up, how do you set it up?
That's a great question. 580-436-7424. And I'm not kidding. That's actually how you set it up. You call corporate and you say, I don't have a reserve balance. I want to set it up. They'll do it right there on the phone.
So some of you should be circling that number right now. What?
And we'll record it.
Yeah. No. And the reality is, if you start getting it built up, there are other things you could do so that you don't have to have $10,000 sitting there. But like
here's what I did. I turned it off, and now any of the chargebacks started taking it out. I ran it down to about $2,000. Then I turned it back on and left it at $2,000. So now I've got about $2,000 always sitting there.
Yeah.
So I still got the money. It's just instead of them charging back me out of my commissions, they just slowly drained that down. And then I feel $2,000 is a healthy number for me to leave in there.
Yeah.
All right, we got it. Mad streak just simply means, are you making a difference? For how many months have you made a difference, done some activity, helped protect some people or business?
One. You protected at least one family, and you're on a mad streak, right? And the question is, do you qualify for mad streak incentives? That means you're selling one a month, and we do things to help people who are just selling one. Dude, we gave away a trip to Cabo for someone who was just on a mad streak. They were just selling one a month, and we gave them a trip to Cabo. So there are all kinds
of
incentives.
They're always doing incentives for people that are in a mad streak.
Yep. Are you Performance Club qualified? Are you Performance Club Pro qualified? Again, this is how you do it, right? 60 and 1. You could do it with 100, or you could do it with 90 in premium in just sales. You could do it with 180 in premium. But here's what I want you to get. This is easy. This, you know, it's a mindset, right? I'm always amazed that people are like, you know, well, I'm trying to get the PC Pro. It's like Yoda, right? Do or do not. There is no try. Performance Club Pro is easy. John Walker and I up in Boise, we've been running people through PC Pro for years because we make sure that they have the mindset that, dude, this is easy. And it really is if you just do the activity. You want to know when it's hard? When you're trying to do it the last 2 days of the month when you haven't done anything all
month. Yeah. Okay. 25, you watch the leadership show every single week. Remember when he went into LS Engage? He scrolled down the left-hand side, leadership show. They actually film it and do it live Sunday nights. But the link is there. So if you're like, oh, man, it was such a busy week. You know, I want to see all the new announcements, promotions, everything. You can always, 11 o'clock at night, log in there, click on it, catch up on what's going on. Some of you have no clue that there even is a leadership show in the company. I get that and stuff, but it's always there, and they archive the old ones and stuff. Number 26, do you receive this Sunday night corporate newsletter from Don Thompson?
Emails from your MVP and regional manager. And have you subscribed to the Utah or Idaho text blast list? Listen, if you're not getting emails, you need to call corporate, 580-436-7424. Ask them to resubscribe you, right? You either bounced back one day or you opted out at some point, right? You may have done nothing, but it just got to bounce back. That's okay. Just call 580-436-7424. Say, I'm not getting emails from my regional manager. I'm not getting emails from, you know, if you're not getting emails from Dave Hall, how often do you send out emails? Once a month, twice a month?
Once a week one goes out, but I usually have the regional manager send it out.
Okay. So if you're not getting an email from Dave Hall probably once a month, if you're not getting an email from Mike Bertot or Steve Crabtree, you know, or me, if you're in Idaho, you know, regularly, then call corporate. And we already talked about, have you subscribed? You have to subscribe. You don't have to, but you should definitely subscribe. So again, text, where's Mike Bertot?
Where?
LS Utah or LS Idaho to, what's the text number?
81010.
Right, 81010. Now, in Idaho, I hear from Mike Bertot once every 3 months, right? So if you're in Idaho, subscribe, because you're not, like Dave said, you're not going to get text bombed. If you're in Utah, you might get one twice a month, right?
We send out a text in Idaho every time there's a potato famine.
That's right.
All right.
There you go.
Have you attended the law firm open house, either in person or webinar? If you haven't been to the law firm open house, find the next one and go to it. Again, we talked about your energy builds your belief level, allows you to attract people into your business instead of chasing them. When you go sit down with the attorneys in their law firm, you all of a sudden go, man, this is real. These guys are awesome. They're my friends. It's easier to offer people the service because you know it's legit. It's real. What? Yeah, we'll need it. We'll get them scheduled farther out. On the
we're going to have a big one in probably October in Idaho as well.
Yeah, we'll get them scheduled farther out on the calendar. Here's the problem. The answer is yes, they can be. The problem is all of a sudden there'll be like 15 people there 1 month, and then the next month there's two of us sitting there. And then the law firm stays after, and they go buy a whole bunch of cookies and drinks, put out a big old platter of stuff, and like two people show up, and they're like, well, you know, it's after 6 o'clock, and we stayed here late because you guys want us to show all your new members what this is, but we then don't invite anybody to it. And they're like, we got to hold our – if we have a dozen people there every month, they do it for us every month.
And by the
way, we got to do it. Okay.
And what
we'll do is – we'll just appoint somebody. We'll put someone in charge of. That's their one job, to promote the heck out of it. And then they'll focus on that. They'll coordinate with the law firm.
All right, by the way, open houses are for associates, right? It's not inviting members.
No, not true. It's for members.
No, will workshops are for members.
No. Oh, all right. Nope. They want us to bring our members to the open houses. They want us to bring our members.
Your law firm does?
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Yep. All right, are you registered for the next convention happening here in Salt Lake City? The answer is yes, you are.
Listen, I could talk about this for 20 minutes and 2 hours or whatever the deal is, but I want you to understand, and I'm just going to ask you to take my word for it today, that will move your business, and not just you signing up to convention. That's not the thing. It's you getting as many people. You're going to build a team. Every time you recruit someone, you talk to them about being here for Salt Lake City. That's what's going to move your business coming out of Salt Lake City, right? Dave Hall went to convention by himself. 6 months later, he had hundreds of people on his team.
3 months later, we had marketed over 200 memberships, and the next convention that came up, we had dozens and dozens of people there, but the next one, we got our $100,000 ring. So the law of average says, you're going to increase the number of associates by 10 based on the number of people you take to convention. You take 10 people to Salt Lake Convention on your team, in the next 6 months, you're going to add 100 new people to your team. Okay. So you just figure out, how many people do I want on my team? 6 months from October, get one-tenth of that there.
But it's just like the will. If you don't have your will done, you're not talking about it.
Yep.
If you're not registered for convention, you're not trying to get anyone else registered for convention either. And then guess what? You go by yourself. And you know what you sit there and say?
Why didn't
I
work harder?
People here.
That's what you'll see. All right, team sport. How many three-way calls do you do with your upline slash team each week on average?
So if you're a senior manager, definitely if you're a director, you shouldn't necessarily be calling, unless you have nobody active, you got there on sales or something. But if you have a team, if you're a director above for sure, a senior manager above probably, you should be using your team for your own three-way calls. Right? I don't call Dave Hall for three-ways. Once a year, maybe. I call Dave Hall.
I don't call anybody above me for three-way phone calls. I call people on my team.
Okay. But if you're manager or below, then you're going to call your upline because you're still new and still learning. Okay?
If your senior manager and above and nobody's on your team is calling you, it's probably because they don't have confidence in you that you know what you're doing yet. But if you're showing up at the Wednesday night trainings when we're doing them and you show them, I don't need the script, guys. Let's role play. I can do this without the script. And I'm confident I will get your person to show up to the event. If all of a sudden you show them, look, I know what I'm doing. You know how you know what you're doing? Because you've done it hundreds of times. You've role played. You've practiced. You've done it. When you get good at it, then your team's like, man, I got to call that person for a three-way phone call. All these other things combined create success in your business. Success creates income. Income creates level. Confidence. All of a sudden you become the leader. People will flock to you and say, what are you doing? They want to know. All right, keep running.
Okay, number 31, do you attend your team event? 30, Dave just covered that. We didn't read the question, but he covered it, right? How many times is your team using you as the expert? Number 31, do you attend your team event each year, right? That's a core commitment. Do you attend? And that's one of the ways your team supports you is you go to the team event. And there's a ton of training. We were just in Phoenix. Deanne DeBell alluded to it earlier. We were just in Phoenix the end of last month. Dude, we had 20 different trainers on stage. I would have to go to 20 Super Saturdays like this in order to get the same training. But it was all there at one event, all on the team. Amazing stuff. And going along with that, are you registered for your next team event? I understand that many of us are on the same team, but there are a few of us that are on different teams. Make sure you know when your next team event is and register today. Okay? Number 32, how do your team members see you? Do they see you as a leader, or do they see you as a follower? And we've kind of talked about this a little bit. Are you the CEO? Are you driving your business, right? Are they using you for three-way calls? But how do you think they see you? You want to say anything to that?
Well, if you're living what we're teaching here, they're going to see you as a leader. It's accumulation of the things. If you say, well, I don't need to go to the business briefings, and my team will still see me as a leader. Who are you kidding? You're like, I want my team to see me as a leader, but I just don't show up to half the events. I got news for you. They never see you as a leader.
I have a great associate here in Utah, and he was coming, and he was doing exactly what Dave talked about. He got to a point where he's like, I don't really need to go to the event. I can still lead my team. And I can tell you, he might be leading them, but he's doing zero production, and they're all doing zero production, so apparently he is leading them to duplicate exactly what he's doing, right? That's not the duplication you want, right? Okay. Are you leading them to follow the system? That's the question.
Do you receive emails from your upline platinum? Hopefully you're still getting emails from your platinum. Let's jump
Same
in.
Same thing. If you don't get it, 580-436-7424.
Yep. When will you advance to the next level? We've talked about how you figure out what that is, map it out, put together a plan. It doesn't happen by accident. If you put together a plan, you'll get it. Do you spend at least 30 minutes per day in personal development? Every single day you should be increasing your knowledge on something. Hopefully it's something good.
Law of the lid, you got to raise it. 10 pages of a good book, 15 minutes of good audio, that's a half hour.
You attend a weekly training. Not all marketplaces have a weekly training. If they don't, there's tons of training in your back office at Ellis Engage. Dozens and dozens of hours. So someone says, I live in a real rural place, 3 hours away from event. Great. There's dozens of hours. Have you completed them all? There's webinars every single week. Are you getting on them? It's like, there's not an excuse for not. But remember, good, better, and best. What's best? You sitting at home on your computer watching a webinar, or you sitting with 20, 30 other people in a room role-playing, practicing, getting better? Good, better,
I just want to say one thing there. Weather is not an excuse.
Nope.
Just saying, because I know in the wintertime you get snow, but amazingly enough, other people show up. And I know in the summertime, especially in the spring, weather got good. Other people are showing up. You should show up too.
All right. Do you attend your weekly business overview?
Okay.
Do you show up early and volunteer to help? It's not just showing up.
And B. B. You read A. Read B. No, it's on the next page.
What did I miss? Oh. Do you attend the event after the event? Again, remember I asked you early if I had the permission to coach. In my opinion, the event after the event is just as important as the event. The event after the event is where the friendships are made. The briefing is going to be the same slides every single week. If you roll in right at 7:30, scurry in, sit down, sit on the back row. An hour later, you hurry, scurry out, jump in your car and run home. You'll never get to know the other people in the marketplace, the friendships. You'll never end up going and doing half the social events that they go do. You'll never really feel the love that is in the room for people willing to help you in this business. I understand there's situations, babysitters and stuff like that that come up. I'm just saying, if right now you're pushing back, if right now in your mind you are pushing back, I get it. Remember, my job here today is to just tell you, if I was looking for the perfect associate that come in and I could mold them to do everything exactly as I wanted to go to platinum as fast as possible, that associate would be at the event after the event. And if it's not you, that's okay. You determine how fast you move up in everything. If you're pushing back, you be right, I'll be rich, we'll disagree.
By the way, the event after the event will make you millions of dollars.
It will.
Right? Because you're going to hear stories. You might form relationships and go do, you know, groups together, whatever the deal is. But the knowledge, let me put it this way. Today, I asked Mr. Hall to spend some time with Jason Blattler because he came down from Northern Idaho. I was like, is it possible to get some time with him today, because Coeur d'Alene is not the most exploding area in Legal Shield, but it could be, right? It could be, but I wanted him to hear from Dave about how Mr. Hall started the Utah marketplace. I needed him to hear that, and so we're going to be able to do that, but that's the kind of stuff that happens all the time at an event after the event. I go to an event after the event no matter what market I'm in, because I want to learn from the leaders there how they were successful. People look at me and say, well, you're already successful. You've got the ring. I get it. I want to be more successful. I can still be learning, right? And that's why it's so incredibly valuable.
Yep.
Do you attend Fast Start training with or without your new associates?
In other words, sometimes people are like, oh, this week they're just doing Fast Start training. I don't have a new associate. I don't need to go. Let me tell you this. If you're not teaching that class.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a new associate. That's why you need to go.
If you're not teaching that class, there's probably something in there that you haven't mastered. You probably should be at that class. No pushback. I'm just telling you, Wednesday night, we had a class. There were some awesome people there with new associates. There were some awesome people there with no new associates. There were some awesome people that slight edge in life just said, oh, America's Got Talent is on that night. It's Judge Cuts this week. It's Judge Cuts. Cannot miss that. The DVR might not work. All right. It is what it is. All right, we got to run.
Do you participate in your team conference calls at least once per week? Right? Find out when your team conference call is. Make sure you're on it. If you're on the More Success team, that's Monday night at 7 o'clock Mountain. If you're on Darnell Self's team, it's Sunday night. I don't know what time, right? But find out what time it is. Find out the phone number. Check your team website. Right, your team probably has a website with that information. How many contacts do you make each week on average for recruiting, for new members, for B2B opportunities. Now, not all three of those necessarily apply. Maybe you're not doing B2B. You don't need to be making contacts for it, but maybe you're interested in it.
I made zero contacts going down Main Street and stuff like that, but the guy that returned the camper, he's a business owner. I only got one real B2B contact this whole last week. But guess what? I'm doing something.
Right.
I'm planning to see. That one person could turn into millions of dollars. One seed in the past has paid me almost $1 million. But it had to go six levels deeper to find the people that actually built that $1 million. So every day I just got to plant seeds. That's all my job is. Plant seeds. Wherever they go is where they go.
And pay attention to whatever you're really focused on. So if, you know, you might get one B2B opportunity contact, but I promise you Dave's got a bunch of recruiting contacts, right? How many exposures do you do each month for yourself? Of those, how many are sit-downs? How many are webinars? How many are other exposures? And then how many exposures are you doing each month for your team? How many are sit-downs, webinars, other exposures?
You need to be, first of all, taking care of yourself, then taking care of your team. My team's had a little explosion in one line this last month that my new recruits have been bringing in recruits. I'm at every single one of those luncheons, sit-downs and stuff. But I tell them, hey, listen, if your buddy's coming, you need to be there with me. So you and me are going to go sit down with your buddy. And I'm telling you, he's doing it now for his team, but I'm the one actually talking. They're utilizing me as their tool and stuff. But we're doing lots of sit-downs. We probably brought in that one leg alone the last month, 10 new people.
Such a tool.
Yep.
All right. Do you have a workout partner? Okay. Again, one of the 10 core commitments. I just want to be clear about something with the 10 core commitments. If there's a soda machine here and it costs $1 and I put in 50 cents, do I get a soda out? If I put in 90 cents, do I get a soda out? In my opinion, this is probably the most neglected of the 10 core commitments is, do you have a workout partner?
Let me tell you, I was telling Mr. Schieber about this last night. I was at a luncheon this week with Tom Homo, athletic director for BYU. And he told me about a study that they had. And he said, with athletes, they get injuries. And a lot of times those injuries, they require them to soak in ice water. Here's how the study went. Someone would hurt their ankle. They'd say, you need to sit down and put your foot in this ice bucket for a half hour. And then the trainer, the physical therapist trainer, would leave the room. Say, hey, when you're done in a half hour, go ahead and put your shoes and socks on. You're free to go. When the trainer left, the person that was supposed to leave it in there for a half hour never made it even 15 minutes. After about 5-10 minutes, their foot was stinging. It's like frozen. It's bright red. And they're like, you know what? I think it's accomplished what I needed. I'm good. I'm going to just wrap this up and get out of here. And they left. When the trainer said to someone, you sprained your ankle, you need to soak it in this ice water for a half hour, and they stayed in the room just doing other things, how long do you think the person sat there with their foot in the water, in ice water? Half hour every single time. The only difference was somebody was holding them accountable. Not whipping them, not beating them, not coaching them. Come on, you can make it happen. They just were there. And the person did exactly what the doctor told them to do. So the question is, if nobody's holding you accountable, what's the likelihood you're going to do it? Human nature tells me you're not. You know it. I know it. So, if you know that that's the case, and we say, do you have a workout partner? And you know the answer is no, that probably should be something circled. And then, you got to fix that. And so, it might be good if you're really serious about this business to tell someone that will hold you accountable, I'm going to make 2 exposures today. Tonight at 10 o'clock. Can we get on the phone? I will share with you how I met these 2 people, what tool I shared with them, and I would like to know what tool you shared with your 2 people. Do you realize that if you really did that, you're going to find out the vast majority of the time, both of you actually did what you said you're going to do. But if you just say, man, from now on, when I'm going to do 2 exposures every day from now on. Guess what? I can call you on Monday. That's just what's going to happen. Don't give me pushback. I know I'm getting the evil pushback guy like, Dave, you're guilting me again. I'm coaching. I'm just trying to tell you, I want you to be rich. I want you to make millions of dollars. But if you're not following the recipe that everyone who got there followed, there's a reason why they made this a 10-core commitment and have a workout partner. We know your natural tendency is to not do it, even though it feels good today and goes, your heart goes pitter-patter when you think about it.
All right.
Have someone that will hold you accountable.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to handle number 45 and 46. I'm going to then sit down and have Dave handle number 47. But before I do, I just want to remind you, what you have in your hand is a tool, right? You're not going to go, I mean, if you're doing 10% of what we talked about today in here, you're not all of a sudden going to be doing 100% tomorrow.
No.
You know, it's a process and you're going to grow through it. So use it, refer back to it. It's like, okay, did I do this? Did I do that? Because some of these are one-time things, right? Turn it to manual or whatever the deal is. But some of them are, I got to get in the habit and develop these things, and that's fine. But keep the tool, refer back to it. All right? Is there a state website you can throw this on?
No.
Okay.
No, here's the deal. If you're here today, you get this for self-reflection. You get this to grade yourself. If you didn't come here today, kiss my rear end. You know, you don't get it. You don't get it. All if right. I do this training again in 5 years, then you can have it. But here's the thing. You either
I'm a big believer in
show
that.
Up and there's a cost for not showing up in life. And if you don't show up, I don't feel like I should run over to your house and drop you off a copy of this. You know, you just didn't show up. So you don't get it. Guess what? Work your business, figure out how to make it work without it.
Right. So here we go. Number 45. What is your primary focus when training a brand new recruit? That's a simple deal. It is to teach them how to approach people and have them set appointments. Right? Teach them how to approach people and how to set appointments and then get me involved. Right? Same thing that Dave just talked about. That's why he's in all these luncheons and doing the things with him. Right? Teach him how to approach people and set appointments. Number 46, how many have you personally recruited? How many people have you personally recruited? And what percentage of your team Fast Track qualifies? So, I don't know. I've recruited a few hundred people over the years. And last year, I was number 2. I was in the top 20 in recruiting in the company. And I was number 2 of getting him Fast Track qualified in the company. Gail Lovejoy can kiss Dave's rear end, too. But I'll tell you what, this year I'm number 1. Now, I haven't recruited enough to get onto the leaderboard, so I'll fix that. But I'm number 1 at getting people Fast Track qualified, and it goes back to what I just said. Teaching people how to approach people and then set appointments. Okay? But I want you to understand something about the Fast Track qualifying bonuses. That is not, you know, I recruit Keegan, he Fast Track qualifies and gets a bonus. That's not what it's about. You heard Dave say earlier that we're paying about $1,000 out for every Fast Track qualifier. You send the company in $60 and the $99 for the recruit, and they're paying out $1,000. That's not just so if I recruited Cordell, he can have $300. That's not what the Fast Track bonus is about. Right? The Fast Track bonus is about getting other people to do it. If I recruit Cordell, right, and I get him Fast Track qualified, 60-1, he's going to lead me to Christian, right? And when he leads me to Christian, we get Christian Fast Track qualified. The company gives Cordell another 300, and they give Christian 300. But Christian does 60-1 and leads me to George, right? And George does the same thing, 60-1, leads me to Nick, right? Company is going to give George 300 for Fast Track qualifying, and when we get Nick Fast Track qualified, he's going to give him another 300. Company's paying out bonuses left and right. Why? Because Nick is going to go out and tear this thing up. I don't know if Cordell will stick around. I don't know if Christian just gets in Performance Club but never does anything more. I don't know what George does. Maybe he sticks around. Maybe he goes exact. Who knows? But let's say Nick is the guy that goes platinum, and the company paid out $1,000 when he went Fast Track qualified, and when Christian Fast Track qualified, and when George, and even Nick. The company paid out $4,000 in bonuses, but found a platinum ED. Did the company come out ahead? And that's the purpose. It's not so Cordell can get $300 and I can get a $300 matching bonus. It's the company's putting up the money and I'm putting in the time. Is that a fair partnership? So that I can go digging. The company's providing the capital for me to go digging through those people so I can find the person that's going to do this and tear it up. So it's not, oh, we got $300 and I got $300 bonus, I'm done. Or because when Cordell gets Christian, I don't get $300. I get paid over, I was in commissions, and as an exec, those are pretty good, right? But it's not even so Cordell could get another $300. It's so we can go use the company's capital and put in the time to find the new recruit. So it doesn't stop at one person. And it doesn't stop at two people. I just keep going and going and going and going. And as long as the company's footing the bill, I'm putting in the time. That's what FastStart bonuses are about. Does that make sense? So the question is, again, like I said in the briefing, you could go out and get a bunch of FastStart bonuses too. But it's not just the first level. We got to go and help those people do it too, because they might be motivated by that bonus to begin with. And it's when they're motivated by the bonus that they're willing to do something that we can get through them, because everyone's a door until they prove otherwise. I need to work through George until he proves to me that he can run with his own. Right? I need to work through Cordell until he proves to me that he's going to take ownership of his own business. Right? That's what FastStart bonuses do, and with that, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Schiebert. That's good information. And can I tell you, it doesn't end with FastStart. You all have an upline executive director somewhere that is looking for the next runner on their team. So you might be like, man, I've been here 5 years. I'm a manager. You know, nobody notices me. You have an upline exec that would love to be platinum. For them to be platinum, that's where the real money is. They need four separate executive director lines. And you're like, I'm only a manager. No one notices me. But if you start doing the activity that upline exec sees, oh my gosh, they're in performance club. Oh my gosh, they're at all the events. Oh my gosh, they're recruiting new people. They're going to go, that's someone I need to spend a lot more time with. That little flame needs some gas thrown on it. And all of a sudden, these leaders that you look up to and go, man, I wish I could get their time, are going to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I've noticed some really good things you're doing. How can I help you? What can I do? And all of a sudden, it's not just you standing alone. It's you standing with a solid leader in the company running with you. Let me tell you, now things really start to escalate in this business. But it starts with you having to get out of the way of yourself. Because I know for some of us in this room, there were some eye-opening moments going through this. Like, oh, yeah, hope no one's looking at my paper. Write real smo. No. I'm gonna write in pig Latin. Oh, nay. Oh, nay. Yes, Lord. Okay, yeah, not yet. Whatever you want to say, not yet. Okay. But here's the thing. When you get out of the way of you, then all of a sudden you have success. And someone above you will notice you and go, the funny thing is, I'm trying to get to platinum and I need you. I need one more executive director line on my team to go get $1 million bonus. $1.495 million. I need one more exec. So imagine this. Let's pretend like you are in my open lines. I got three other lines that are hitting exec on their own with ring earners, and I need one more exec somewhere to get $1.495 million, and you all of a sudden tear it up and start having a good month, 2 months, 3 months. And I go, if I'm going to build an exec, should I start with a brand new person that I don't know if they're ever going to amount to anything, or should I take this guy over here that's in performance club every single month? He's got three or four guests at the briefing. He's showing up to all the events, and he's showing me he's teachable. Who should I spend my time with? So I'm pretending like it's you. I identify that it's him because he started doing the work. Now I go out and I'm recruiting my own personal people. And I'm like, I'm only one good exec away from $1.495 million. Where should I put my new recruits? Underneath the guy that's showing me he's willing to pay the price. Now, if he calls me and says, hey, Dave, I'd love to make it to the training on Wednesday night, but it's the season finale of America's Got Talent. My wife loves this show, and I promised her we'd stay home and watch it together and cuddle on the couch.
It's drizzling.
I'm like, I'm going to be devastated because I'm like, I had such big plans for you, and you got back in the way of you. And you have no idea what this just cost you. No idea. Because there's another guy that was hot on your tail, and I have to go work with him. Because you just told me I'm really not serious about the business. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone through my speed dial buttons on my favorites on my phone and had to swipe left and delete. And I had people picked out to run, and they ran for a week or 2 weeks. And I'm like, that's my guy. Put him in my favorites. They're right there with all my other execs and my family members. And 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh my gosh. Swipe left, red button. Next. Can't do it with them. They got in the way of them. Some of us had bad sponsors. We didn't even know half this stuff. Today's event was to eliminate all the barriers to stop you from reaching your true potential. If you choose to just ignore that, if this goes home and just gets thrown away, that's you just in the way of you. If today was a learning moment, and you go, I'm going to self-reflect, I'm going to make some changes, I've circled a few numbers in here, I'm going to change my philosophies. Once those things change, all of a sudden, the numbers start to show that the change happened. All of a sudden, somebody above you notices those numbers. All of a sudden, somebody partners with you and pours gas on that fire. And all of a sudden, the world changes. I can't tell you how nice it is to be able to be there for my family when they need me and not worry about the money. I can't tell you how nice it is when somebody else needs help to say, we can drop everything, we're on our way. If all of a sudden a relative, family member, is in crisis mode where you can say, we can help out. For the last little while, we've had a foreign exchange student living with us. I didn't think it was going to be that hard to take her back to the school and drop her off to catch the bus with all the foreign exchange students to the airport. We used my Zoom account to do Zoom meetings with her family back in Japan quite often. Her mom and her six-year-old sister were there all the time, just so happy to see. What did you guys do? You went horseback riding today. You went out on the four-wheelers. You went up in the mountains and made s'mores. What the hell are s'mores? And Momoka, my foreign exchange student, was just telling him, like, this is so amazing. This family that I live with has a mom and a dad. And they're here all day long. And they do things as a family. They eat three meals a day together as a family. We go swimming. We go to the water parks. We go out on the lake. This is what America is like. I'm like, oh, we have hoodwinked you. This is not America. This is a legal shield family. And I asked her, why is your dad never on the things? She said he works 80 to 100 hours a week. 80 to 100 hours a week at his job. Some nights he sleeps at the office. When she was done, she wanted to take souvenirs home for her family. So we took her clothes shopping, got her some cool stuff to wear, and we wanted to get gifts for her family. And she said, we don't need to get a gift for my dad. How sad is that? That her dad's just really not even part of her life. And out of honor and tradition, that's what you do in that country. Is you work and work and work and work and work and work and work. Out of honor and tradition. And she's like, we don't need to get a gift for my dad. One of my kids went to another country and told that family, you don't need to get anything from my dad. I would be devastated. But that's the difference. He works to take care of two kids. I work to take care of eight. And I never miss anything. Faith, family, finances. But that's because of Legal Shield, and I was teachable when people said things to me that I wanted to push back. I said, someone making $1 million a year is saying, Dave, change this, and I'm feeling like, who are you to tell me how to run my business? And I had to self-reflect and say, no, I want time freedom. I want security. I want a debt-free life. Maybe I should be a student for a few more months, and spare him my brilliance until I'm wealthy. So I became a student. I learned. And today, all I want to do is share. I want to share with you what made a difference for us. And if you don't want it, you don't want it. And I feel bad that I have very important people that I wanted to run hard with that chose not to be here today. They didn't just miss out on a $20 event. They missed out on a $1 million opportunity. I hope that somewhere in their business, they figure it out and get back on the track and run as hard as they can to get my attention again. It's never too late to put your running shoes and run hard and catch the attention of the people who are looking for you. I'm looking for some runners in my organization. I know every single exec up here is looking for runners to run with them because the real money's at Platinum. Be one of those people that they notice. Be one of those people they can count on. They say every single week, I know this person's going to do X, Y, and Z. That leads us to next month.
Question 47.
New date and time for St. George?
Wednesday night,
7 o'clock. We've got events going on down in St. George. If you have people in that marketplace, we've got some new leaders that have got my attention. Because they've stepped up. They've stepped up and said, we're willing to take on the mantle of running a marketplace. So we'll be making some changes. Leadership-wise, so that they can be able to communicate via email and text and stuff like that down there. I really, really appreciate that. All right, next month. He better show up because I've already paid for the airfare. Okay. Okay, I've already paid for the airfare for the next two Super Saturdays. I figure maybe if I just buy it far enough in advance, they can't cancel on me. All right, if a family member... something happened, I would understand things do happen. But this is exciting, guys. We got another, not just six-figure ringer. What's he at? Five, six? $600,000 a year as earned, no advance commissions, coming to the great state of Utah. Would you all give it up for our good friend, Mr. Larry Smith? Pound for pound, the most powerful man in Legal Shield. I mean, he's probably about, I don't know, about 5 foot something. Pound for pound, the richest man in Legal Shield. But what an awesome guy. I mean, there's a guy, I don't know of anybody that really can break down the numbers in the business better than Mr. Smith. I've learned so much from him when he sits there and talks about, because numbers don't lie. Everything else, numbers just don't lie. He can break it down and make it seem so simple by explaining it the way he does. But he's just got awesome stories from his background to helping people on his team and his story of coming up through corporate America and being downsized and let go and then coming to Legal Shield. We all know from taking a self-examination, being a Super Saturdays is important. How many? I know I'm in this category because I already told you. How many of you wish you had other people on your team that got to go through a self-reflection course today? And what would have been worth? What would have been worth if I could have five more people on my team here today? We've never ever done this training here in the state of Utah, ever. It may be 5-10 years before we go through it again. When are they going to get this information? Maybe never. So what would it have been worth if I could have had five more people here to know that they got this training and they now know what they need to change to get out of the way of themselves? Is that worth $20? To me, that's worth thousands of dollars. If I could add five of the people that I had identified as people that I have a ton of potential, say, Dave, these people would be there. Take notes and learn from it and then apply it. Is that worth $1,000, Dave? I'm like, oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Because those people are worth millions to me over the next few years. Something got in the way. Something got in the way. Don't let something get in the way on September 14th. Put it on your schedule right now and say, listen, nothing stops me from being there. When you have that philosophy that nothing stops me in the way from being there, again, I understand huge family moments. Like, okay, if your daughter's getting married on September 14th, I understand. It's going to cost a little bit to change the wedding date, but I understand. There's another groom somewhere else, but I understand. Funerals are a little harder to change. You know, I'm just kidding about that. There are some family things. Okay, we work around those. But I walk out of here going, okay, boom. I want to make sure that I'm there. Next thing is, I want to make sure I'm duplicating myself. I don't want to ever come back to an event without someone on my team there. So you can get your ticket today for $20, and you can come here. But between now and Salt Lake City, I don't want your team to stay at the same number that it is today. We got 2 more months until the whole world comes here. That window of time to get the 10, 20, 30 people on your team to Salt Lake City, that window is getting smaller. You can come alone, or you can say, for $10 more, I can have a ticket for somebody else on my team. I guarantee you, if you've been around for a few years, there's someone on your team that if you just called them and said, hey, I've got an extra ticket, could you use it? They would have been here. Somebody out there just wasn't paying attention to the emails, wasn't plugged in, has been inactive for a little while. And if someone just called and said, I've got a ticket, you could use it, they have it shown here. Now what happens over the next 6 months to your business if they get in Performance Club? You're getting $1,000. If you're an exec, you're getting $1,000 every time you bring on just one person. What if you brought on one person, they got in Performance Club, they brought in 5-10 people? But then some of you are like, hey, man, I got to make up some distance. Salt Lake is right around the corner, and I don't want to bring one person to convention. Five, I need to bring a dozen, 20 people to convention. That means it's hyper mode from here on. Oh, and by the way, I want to go to Disney World. I'm going to get my three people before the 15th. Well, if you're going to get your three people to go to Disney World, shouldn't you bring them to Super Saturday? You can get five tickets for $60. If you're a brand new associate in the room tonight, your first membership, one person buys a membership, how much did you make? $60 for the price of one membership commission at the lowest level in the company. You've recouped your entire investment. But your ability to influence people to show up at events like this will be a direct contributor to your ability to go exec, platinum, millionaire club. If you get good at getting people in front of other speakers who are better than you, that skill will make you a fortune. But if you go, I got one ticket, you're not working on your skill. You're telling yourself, I'm satisfied with where I'm at. I'm going to encourage you to live as abundantly as you choose to live, so that someday when your family does need you, you don't have to say no. You don't have to turn them down. Work hard now while the sun is up, because someday it'll be a cloudy day and you'll be needed. Will you be ready for it? We're all blessed people living in America right now. We've got an amazing company that's thriving and growing. You're healthy. You've got your health because you made it here. Make hay while the sun shines, because it won't shine forever. Thank you. We'll see you on the 14th. Have a good one, guys.